You're listening to Southend Podcast, broadcast from Southend, by Southenders, for Southenders. This, the pilot show, is to introduce you to the concept of a local online show designed to inform and entertain you. Although this show will not be a typical example of things to come, we have tried to choose a subject close to all Southenders' hearts to launch with, Southend Pier. We hope you enjoy it and look forward to hearing from you. Please get in touch with your thoughts and comments on our website at www.southendpodcast.co.uk. And of course, there is the Southend Music Festival.
Yes.
It's not supposed to be a bridge, it's a pier! Everyone in Southend has an opinion about the pier. In our effort to find something new and positive to say about our treasure, we wanted to explore a recent news story about plans to renovate the pier. We were fortunate to be granted an exclusive presentation and interview with Tony Garner from Epic World Leisure with their proposal for the famous landmark. First, we asked him to give Southenders a quick overview of the plans.
Now, what we're trying to do is a major development on Southend Pier, starting at the pavilion, which was known as Pavilion Lanes, through down to the pierhead. And we're theming the whole of this attraction to give a wide choice of leisure activities from toddlers to the older person, with restaurants, theatres, bars, extreme sports rides, a roller coaster, and attractions that will be of interest to all.
What attractions can we expect to find at the end of the pier?
Well, there'll be a multiple attraction, almost like a theme park. There'll be extreme rides, a bungee jump, a scad, a swing shot, a free fall. That's for the youngsters who want to do these sort of things. Then there'll be a soft play area for kiddies to play in. There'll be a climbing wall. There'll be restaurants for people to go and waitress type meal. There'll be a cafe bar area and a 4D theatre to be able to show a wide variety of films, both for entertainment and education for the children. We will have a local experience hands-on museum for children to come along and work reactive with the museum features. There will be a robot moving around the place, several robots, built by the person that built the Jaws theme in the States, plus other attractions and plenty of sun decks for people to be able to sit out when the weather's fine. What we're trying to do is to make it an all-year-round attraction so that people can come, whether the weather's inclement or not, enjoy the atmosphere at the end of the pier. At the centre of the pier, there is a 70-foot tower with two lifts, one for disabled or one fast lift, where people can travel up and walk round. Others can go up and go on what we call an extreme helter-skelter, which is not for children, has vertical drops and is a long ride down. And then there's a free fall coming from that top part of the building into a landing net above a pool in the restaurant.
These all sound very interesting. They seem to be quite varied and cover quite a variety of ages. But it doesn't seem to be any main theme going on here. Are they as random as they seem?
No, the whole storyline that we've developed is from the pavilion, and it's based on the Jules Verne Nautilus stories. In fact, the South Station is themed to look inside elevation like the Nautilus. What we want to try and do is to give a storyline from start to finish, starting at the pavilion, which will be free to enter, free train rides down the pier, and attracting people to go down to the end of the pier, either by train, new trains that we'll provide with video and audio on the trains, telling people what's happening and showing some of the people on the extreme rides, and also the ability for people to walk down the pier.
Are all your intentions for the pier supposed to be pleasure and leisure based, or will there be some more business based approach?
Now, on the pavilion, that's the foreshore end, we hope to work with the current Pier Museum for them to take the ground floor area of the new pavilion building. We plan to give this free of charge to them. At the main pierhead building, on the second floor, is a conference facility for hire for people to be able to hire, and an educational element in terms of bringing school children down for the 4D theatre, where there are a lot of educational films now available, and also the museum, which is also educational.
You mentioned a 4D cinema. What exactly is that?
Well, it's a 3D screen plus the fourth element, which is where the seats may move, or you may get sprayed with cold air, which interacts with the film that you're watching in 3D.
So in other words, stimulating the other senses as well as just the visual and the audio.
Exactly.
Fantastic. We saw from the presentation that you're intending on having a nightclub at the Shore End. Is this going to entice the right sort of people to South End, do you think?
Well, I think the nightclub is going to be more for the local people in South End. It's doubtful that we'll be attracting people far away to come to a nightclub.
The plans involve putting the pier into private hands. Local residents may not be too happy to lose ownership of their pier to a commercial concern. If the plans are approved, what will the benefits be to South Enders?
Well, to answer the first part of the question, the ownership will remain with the council, because all we will be looking at is a lease on the pier. Under the obligation of a lease, we'll be required to carry out maintenance, etc., for the council, and to pay rent, of course. If we fail to do this, it will revert back to the council. If the plans were approved, the benefits to Southend would be, one, financial, that there wouldn't be a loss every year to the council's budget, but in fact will be an income from rent. We hope that the Southenders would see a major development on their pier, which is for their benefit and for visitors to Southend.
What would happen to the existing staff and the museum?
Well, the existing staff would join the company, as we have expressed to the council. The museum people will obviously be employed by the museum, and I believe most of those are helpers, so I doubt that they are employed, but they will of course be up to the Pier Museum, as we will be giving space free but not running the museum.
Has any research been undertaken to see if this is what the people of Southend actually want?
Some 3 years ago, the local authority held an open meeting on the foreshore and pier working group to see what Southend want, and I think they came up with as many varieties as Heinz baked beans. It's not, I think, to be considered solely what people in Southend want. It's what is going to attract visitors to Southend in sufficient numbers to be able to have a major leisure development, which is going to be successful financially and an attraction to bring more people into the town.
A few years back, we heard about a development for a roller coaster at the end of the pier. Is this the same thing?
Yes, it is. The earlier development was for a roller coaster and a building east of South Station, not on the pier. But since the pier deck has now been refurbished and redecked, we now have put a building on the pier. The roller coaster is extremely important. This is the magnet that draws people to most leisure parks. And is a must-have for any development of this size.
So tell us a bit more about this roller coaster.
Well, the roller coaster is over the sea. There is not a roller coaster in the world actually over sea. This particular one is a 9-element looping coaster with a lift of some 270 feet above sea level. It will be a long ride and bigger than the Pepsi Max, which is in Blackpool and has been very successful. And we believe it will be a major element to Southend to see something of that size in the sea some mile away from the shore.
You also mentioned in the presentation a second railway line and new trains. Wouldn't this mean widening the track and reducing the width of the walkway?
No, because the existing pier was set for two tracks with the current walkway, so it would make no difference. What it would mean for us is relaying the second track and strengthening certain areas of the superstructure of the pier itself. The walkway would remain the same width, but we would intend that this is redecked.
What about the new trains?
There will be four new trains. These will be phase two trains built when the pavilion and the South Station is completed, following on with four trains when the roller coaster is completed. These will be battery operated for safety reasons, that there will be no fuel requirements, The trains we have looked at and costed are new, modern, up-to-date trains. There will be audio and visual on each carriage to give the story and information to passengers moving to and from the pier.
So how would this affect the lifeboat station?
Well, the lifeboat station remains intact. In fact, our building, the main building on the pierhead, is some 300 yards from the lifeboat station. That would remain open sun deck. Access to the lifeboat station, we'd be very careful to ensure that there is open access throughout the pier from the Pavilion Lanes end, where we would have a small lock-up for them to put in their buggy to get down to the pier. We have to make sure that this is available 24 hours a day for access.
The pier has seen its share of disasters, you know, fires, boat strikes, etc. Is there any reason to believe that the pier will be any safer under these plans?
It's an interesting question, because if you look at the four fires that have occurred on the pier, each one could have been preventable, as most fires can be. We would have to ensure that we have proper fire systems, that we would have our independent fire pumps, sprinkler systems, and to meet the health and safety requirements, we would need to have people employed to ensure that all of these fire prevention systems worked properly and were tested properly.
You mentioned earlier that the new trains would be battery operated, which is of course environmentally friendly. But the whole scheme and the plan that you've got in place, what effect will that have on the environment?
Well, we've done a study, as we're required to do, on the environmental impact. From our view, the pier structure itself should have little effect on the environment. The only additional land that we will be using is the mudflats to the east of South Station, which is where the roller coaster will be located. Now, this looks to be a large construction, but in fact, it is built on concrete piers, which take up a very small land area. It is an area which is only open to low tide for a matter of a couple of hours between tides. There is little or no feeding food there for birds, and very few wading birds actually use that area. We're obviously conscious of the fact that this is a site of scientific interest, and we will do whatever is necessary to ensure that the environmentalists are happy with our development.
The plans demonstrated show that the cost to implement these plans will be around $45 million. Presumably, this will take years to recoup. How will this venture be funded? Are you intending to put the price up?
No, we're not putting price up. In fact, we want to make pier access free to everyone, either by train or walking. We want no barrier for people who want to go down, and it's part of the journey and pleasure to be able to go down free on the trains. In terms of the investment, you have to bear in mind that some $11 million of the $45 is actually in the infrastructure of the pier, that's trains, track and decking. None of this could take place if we didn't have a proper means of transportation to people down the end. Our plans have been checked over by a leading consultants within the UK, and they have come up with very similar numbers to us. We expect that the plans will probably need some 3 years before we start breaking even, but that's the cost of a greenfield development and high capital costs.
So let me get this right. The first thing you're actually going to be doing is virtually rebuilding our pier to no actual expense of the local government or council?
Yes. I mean, if you go and look at the pier, you need to see that there needs to be significant expenditure in bringing the pier back to a modern facility where people can safely walk and travel.
At this evening's presentation, we heard about the various development phases. Can you give us an overview?
Yeah, the total development programme will take about 3 years. We're phasing this in terms of the foreshore end first, then the refurbishment of track, then going down to the south station. And at each development phase, we will be opening up facilities to enable people to enjoy these before we start the next phase. So we have a year, 18 months for the pavilion, then south station, the main pier building, will be completed within the second year, and then the third year is the roller coaster.
So just tell us, if the council do agree to lease you the pier, how soon before you'll be able to start work?
It would probably be about 6 months from that statement from the council.
If people are interested and they want to find out more about this, how would they go about it?
Well, a number of things. They can come to the offices, which is in Western Road, Suite 6. They can call us on 01702 343 0001. We're only too pleased to talk to people, particularly in Southend, about what they feel. We have a website, which is www.atlantiscity.co.uk, where people can look at and also send questions in for answering, and we'll do our best to satisfy everyone.
That was Tony Garner from Epic World Leisure talking about the proposed plans for the pier at no expense to the local council, or should I be blunt and just say us, Southenders. Well, if you're interested and would like to know more about the development, then you can call Epic World Leisure on Southend 01702 343 001 or contact Tony on their website, which is www.atlantiscity.co.uk. We hope you've enjoyed listening to our pilot Southend podcast. We'll soon be starting a series of shows for Southenders by Southenders. And we'd like to know what you'd like to hear on the shows. Please go to www.southendpodcast.co.uk and let us have your thoughts. You can also comment on what you've heard in this show. From all of us here at the Southend podcast team, a big wave goodbye.